welcome to Should Be Known, episode number 4. I'm Clayton Pixton. This is going to be a terribly exciting and revolutionary podcast episode because we're going to learn what the source is of our knowledge of right from wrong. Okay, how do we know right from wrong? Men over the centuries, over the ages, millennia, have tried to figure out how we know right from wrong. And today, we're going to find it. First, we're going to start out by reading a little article. Not the whole article at all, really. This little book called Aporia, I think I'm pronouncing that right, which is a student journal of philosophy. It comes from BYU. I was a student there, of course. This article is written by one Josephine Lovejoy, a student at Vassar College. It's called The Problems, Paradoxes, and Epistemic Implications of Self-Deception. She gives the example of a person, Violet, who is a vegetarian and animal rights advocate. Okay, and she goes into a thrift store one day and buys this fox fur coat, right? And so I guess a vegetarian would never do that, or an animal rights advocate, definitely. But she does it. And then, so she has this tension between what she avows that she is, you know, this animal rights advocate, and what she just did, that she's got to kind of justify. And she finds herself justifying that, and that tips her off to the fact that something's not right, and she feels this tension. And I would propose that Josephine is right here, that we do feel that tension when we do something we... Well, here's the thing. In Josephine's kind of assessment or whatever, like she says, I do not wish to claim that wearing fur is objectively immoral, but rather that for Violet, it is contrary to her vegetarianism and therefore immoral for her. So, it's immoral for her, but not necessarily for someone else, and it's based on what? Because it's contrary to her vegetarianism. But what's her vegetarianism? Is that right or wrong for her? You know what I'm saying? Like, where's the... How do we know it's wrong for her to do that? And in the end, we find out that Violet discovers, through her justifying herself, basically... for doing this, she discovers, well, I guess I'm not a vegetarian really after all. That belief I thought I had. Or an animal rights advocate, whatever you want to say. She keeps calling it a vegetarian. And what I'm saying is that I wouldn't call it objective necessarily, but there's a source of our knowing what's right and wrong that is not just internal to us. It's not different for everybody. It's not relative. It could be different in every situation, and it is a lot of times, but it comes externally from us. It comes from God, okay? But kudos to you, Josephine, because you pointed out a good point that we do get tipped off from noticing ourselves, justifying ourselves for stuff and feeling that tension, only that we can't go back and change the truth, the light, that tells us what's right and wrong. Okay, so how do we know that? It has a name. It is called, should I spoil it here? Yeah, I'll just spoil it for you. It has a name. It's called the light of Christ, or the spirit of Christ. Those are two synonymous terms, light of Christ, spirit of Christ, okay? And it comes from God, and we're going to read about it. This is... in John, okay? The true light, he's talking about Jesus Christ, right? The true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So Christ is the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Well, we're all in the world, right? In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Going in chronological order here, we're going to turn to the prophet Mormon, in the Book of Mormon. For behold, my brethren, it is given unto you to judge, that ye may know good from evil, and the way to judge is as plain moment, and the way to judge is as plain that ye may know with a perfect knowledge as the daylight is from the dark night. That's how easy he says it is to know the difference between good and evil. For behold, the Spirit of Christ is given to every man, that he may know good from evil. Okay, and he explains more about how you kind of tell. But skipping, the light by which ye may judge, which is the light of Christ. Search diligently in the light of Christ, that ye may know good from evil. So it's not, even he realizes it's not necessarily obvious or whatever. We've got to search, at least, right? Okay. Okay, moving again in chronological order to the Doctrine and Covenants, 84. And it says, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit giveth light to every man that cometh into the world. That's the same thing that John said. And the Spirit enlighteneth every man through the world that hearkeneth to the voice of the Spirit. And every one that hearkeneth to the voice of the Spirit cometh unto God, even the Father. Okay, now we're in section 88. Jesus Christ, he that ascended up on high, as also he descended below all things, in that he comprehended all things, that he might be in all and through all things the light of truth, which truth shineth. So it's the truth that shineth, okay? This is the light of Christ. As also he is in the Son, and the light of the Son, and the power thereof by which it was made. And it says the same for the moon, and the stars, and the earth. And the light which shineth, which giveth you light, is through him who enlighteneth your eyes, which is the same light that quickeneth your understandings. Isn't that interesting? Same light that lighteneth our eyes is the same light that quickeneth our understandings. Which light proceedeth forth from the presence of God to fill the immensity of space. The light which is in all things, which giveth life to all things, which is the law by which all things are governed, even the power of God who sitteth upon his throne, who is in the bosom of eternity, who is in the midst of all things. Okay, but we see that the point is that it comes from God, okay? And it proceedeth from his presence to fill the immensity of space. It's in all things, through all things. It's in us, part of us. I like how Terry Warner sought to find a way that the light that we go against, that we betray, is kind of part of us. And one way he did that was to conceive of it as kind of coming from other people and how we're part of other people and this kind of thing. Although that doesn't quite match up with what he says at the end, at least I don't quite see how it does. At the end, he says that he believes it ultimately comes from God. And that's exactly what I'm saying here and what I believe the scriptures are saying. Well, there's no really belief about it. It's pretty clear from what we read, right? So, all right, philosophers and other thinkers, we just found where we get that knowledge between right and wrong, where we get our morals. Right before Josephine's article, I just happened to look at this list of works cited. David Hume, famous philosopher, right? An Inquiry Concerning the Principles of Morals. Francis Hutcheson, An Essay on the Nature and Conduct of the Passions and Affections with Illustrations on the Moral Sense. John Stuart Mill, Utilitarianism. J.J. C. Smart, An Outline of a System of Utilitarian Ethics. Adam Smith, The Theory of Moral Sentiments. So all these philosophers are thinking about morals, right, and how we get our morals. I majored in philosophy. That's a big subject, right, and a big subject how we know things, period. And there's all kinds of subjects in philosophy that are really, to me, answered with the truth that we get from God, the scriptures and the gospel. But it's not always obvious how to connect those, and it's still worthwhile to think through those things. Okay, one more little thing. We're talking about the light of Christ, right? Spirit of Christ. Well, what is light? What is Light? I came across this and I thought it was neat and I thought I'd share it with you. This is in Ephesians, Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Okay? I apologize for the noises coming from upstairs. I'm in a household with a very squeaky wooden floor above it. I mean above the basement here. I apologize for that noise. Okay. So we have what the light of Christ is. So if you know about the Holy Ghost, you know that the Holy Ghost is a source of knowledge from God. He is a revelator. He's the third member of the Godhead, God the Father, Jesus Christ, His Son, and the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost gives us knowledge too. And by that virtue is a light, of course. I think I can say that. But it's very different from the light of Christ. The light of Christ, we don't notice because we're born into the world. That's all we know. We're here. We've never felt the absence that we can remember. And maybe, I don't know if we ever do. We never feel the absence of the light of Christ, right? It's given to every man that cometh into the world and woman, well, child, baby. So we don't know the difference. It's like the fish knowing that the water's wet. It's like knowing that there's air. Well, we can feel the absence of air if we make an artificial thing, or maybe if we go underwater and can't breathe it, of course, you all of a sudden notice that, oh, there's no air. But how can we get away from the light of Christ to notice what it feels like if it's not there? We can't. It's part of life. So for that reason, these revelations, really through the Holy Ghost or whatever, help us know that there is that light of Christ. So anyway, that's a difference. The Holy Ghost is more specific or more pointed, more focused, and communicates with us in our own language in a very specific way. I mean, it could be dreams, could be visions, could be thoughts in our minds and in our hearts, and the Holy Ghost has various means of revealing, but they're all from the same Spirit anyway, and the light of Christ is different. So that's the only point I wanted to make, at the end, I mean. So thank you for being here. I really want to get into the reason why all this matters, which is because we struggle with things in our lives, and we deceive ourselves, and it's part of life, and even things like depression and anxiety can be greatly understood better, I believe, by understanding these things. So we're going to go into that here in the future. All right. Thanks for being here. It's time to end. And we'll end where we began on this little ditty. I'm Clayton Pixon. This is the Should Be Known podcast. Episode 4. I can't talk and do this at the same time. Episode 4, and yeah, have a great day. See you later.